Welcome back to Buff Talk here, live from Old Chicago on 99.9 The Rock. Colin Wolf's back in the KWKR studio. Cal Friedman here for 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to Emilio Lizette and Daniel Maneras for starting off the show from the boys' basketball squad. Two phenomenal student athletes so far. We now welcome on their head coach, Luke Swedberg. Coach, I know the house has been a little busier these last couple of days, but how are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing pretty great. Trying to get some sleep where I can, but you know what? Couldn't ask for a bigger blessing, so. Absolutely. I'm doing real well.
Tell me you were living the dream with her. Has everything been good?
Yeah, everything's been good. She's eating, sleeping, and, you know, my wife's trying to catch some sleep where she can as well. So she's the one who has it. She's the one who has it hard. She's working her tail off. So, you know, I'm blessed to have a great wife.
So crazy month already for you. Mm-hmm. Yes. The newborn, but now two WAC games down. Mm-hmm. Both games come down to the last possession. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like your team's handled the pressure in these two?
Yeah, you know, it's such a hard game that we play, you know, and you're never really quite sure, you know, especially for me being a new head coach in this league, like, you know, the league is extremely competitive, but you don't know what it's like until you're in the fight over and over again. And, you know, these last 2 weeks, these last two Fridays, really just a testament, I think, to how good our league is. To how well coached people are, to how well prepared they are, you know, where games are going to be, you know, decided by some very small details over the course of the game. And so for us, I felt like we've handled those situations extremely well. You know, now we get a little bit of this time off to kind of go back and revisit, okay, what are some of those things that we're missing, that we're not doing extremely well? And we can go revisit that this week now that we have some practice time. And it's actually a really big blessing to actually not be playing this week, because now we can really go back and we can hone in on some of those details that maybe we're missing out on a little bit of.
I mean, you have been thrown straight into the fire with this. Like, it's one thing to play your first two WAC games. It's another for it to be 57-56 and 66-54, or 64, I apologize, in the first two. What were some of the things that you had been told about this conference specifically before coming into these games?
That every night's going to be about like a boxing match.
It's felt like that.
It really has. You know, we've played two really good teams in Great Bend and Hayes, and both teams have some different strengths, but both equally just as good. And, you know, for us to kind of come away from there and be like, wow, like, hey, we got to realize too that we're a really good basketball team as well. And so for us to be able to, you know, we come away with a win against Great Bend at home last Friday. And then obviously we had the ball bounce the other way on us the following Friday. And, you know, we can't take away from the fact that, hey, we played extremely well in both games for stretches. And, you know, if we can build on those moments and continue for them to grow, then I think we can just continue kind of ascending as the season goes on.
In the moment the Great Bend game went final, how big for that was that? Or excuse me, how big was that win for the team?
I think it was huge for just a confidence standpoint of knowing that, hey, we can hang in there with really good teams. You know, I think Great Bend was ranked in the top 10 in 5A last week, and you know, I'm not sure what happened beyond that, but you know, I think just some real confidence to our guys that, hey, man, we can hang with good teams, we can play with anybody, but we have to bring a certain attitude, a certain edge, and we have to have our ducks in a row for sure for us to be able to go out there.
One of the first things you mentioned to me after we both got back from break was how much more competitive these practices had gotten from the first practice back from break. What were some of the biggest notices?
You know, I think just kind of wanting to win and having a little bit more fire in us in practice, and kind of having some more things on the line. And, you know, for these guys, for a lot of them, this is all new and experience. So, you know, winning at the varsity level is different than, you know, kind of winning games at JV. Guys are bigger, faster, stronger. The game overall is just a much, much faster pace. So for the game to be sped up so many for so long in these guys' heads here, for those who are new to varsity and just who aren't used to it, it takes some time to catch up with that, you know, where your mind can catch up with your body a little bit. And for those guys, I saw that more so start to click. And then the competitiveness started to come out of, okay, now I know what this is like. okay, now I'm going to try and go get this every single day. And so, and like I said, we're just trying to build winning habits over time. We're not necessarily just after the result. We're after what builds great people. We're after what builds great basketball players. And so we're after those daily habits, and we just get continual reminders of that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, you know, a lot of the team is very young and experienced and learning how to play at the varsity level. But the response this team has had throughout this season, they've already been faced with a bunch of adversity. They started the year 0-3. What do they do the next weekend? Turn around and win all three. Right before break, they lose their biggest game of the season. They come back and beat the best team, arguably, they've played all season. What does that say about kind of the character of this group?
Yeah, I mean, I think it says that we're pretty even keeled, that we don't let anything really drag us down. It'd be really easy after, you know, that first weekend to be, you know, kind of let your emotions take over a little bit and just, just kind of scrap the entire thing and move on from there. But I think it said a lot about our composure as a team, about how, man, I just got to come back and I got to work a little bit harder today. And then I got to come back and do it again tomorrow. And then I got to come back and do it again tomorrow. And then hopefully you can see some visual progress. And I had somebody actually say this to me after the game was done about how, man, we look like such a different team than we did on November 30th or whenever that first game was, you know, six, 7 weeks ago. And, you know, sometimes when you're that close to it, you forget about just how big a strides people have made. And so sometimes you got to take a step back and go, wait a minute, how much better are we? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at the two films from our very first game and the last game, yeah, those teams look vastly different from each other. And so, you know, it's been really cool to watch our guys with their composure, but their competitiveness, their fortitude, their grit, and just continuing to work at this throughout the entirety of the year so far.
Mindset-wise, do you feel like these student athletes have bought into that little bit better every single day?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's something where, like, we could see it in our film session today. Guys were just engaged. And, you know, you don't have to bring the room back to focus really ever. They're sitting there and they're acknowledging how much better that they are. And you know what? When you can see yourself getting better over time, you enjoy the process a lot more. And it's a lot easier to enjoy just the entirety of even the hard things of, man, today's practice is a little bit more grueling. It's a little bit more taxing. But you know what? You know, I can see that, man, I'm starting to make these passes a little bit crisper. I'm starting to make a few more shots, you know, even as the game drags on and we get a little bit more tired. And so I think those things have been huge for us.
You mentioned on Friday that these film sessions will be important after such a big game. And actually, just talking with Emilio and Daniel, they said that you showed the third quarter over again where you guys had 23 points and none of them could believe it. What was the reaction like in the room?
You know, I think it was just the realization of, man, how good we could be. And seeing that and seeing how many of those little details that we talk about and we work on in practice every day, how much they matter, you know, when we're playing a really good team. You know, Hayes is a really disciplined defensive team. And yet we were finding the shots that we wanted to get. And so for those guys, like just the seeing like, holy smokes, like we can be a really good, really good team here. And so I think if you keep showing that and you keep reinforcing the things that we're doing extremely well and continue to build upon that, then that'll continue to grow in the players as well.
Talk about the pros, but also some of the cons. What were some of the negative areas you looked at in film, things you want to improve over next week?
Well, you know, if you go from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, it shifted gears a little bit. I think we had, for the entire game, we had 17 assists, which is a really good number. But 12 of those were in two quarters. And so the other five were split up between the two. And our turnovers went up in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, when you look at that, we have to work on a few things here. You know, when the pressure's coming on, when it comes down to kind of the end of the game. And not playing conservative, not playing scared, but being assertive and just taking what we want to get more so, you know, when it comes time to crunch time, when, you know, when you're in that last 3 minutes of the game and, you know, if you can keep control of the basketball, then you're in command there. And unfortunately for us, we got, I think, a few too many things tipped, and that led to some runouts for Hayes on Friday. And you know, you got to give credit to them. They were flying around. They made things difficult. And, you know, they made the plays to win the game.
Talking head coach Luke Swedberg of the boys basketball team, if you're just joining us here on Buff Talk. Coach, got a stat for you. Your first seven games this season in 2023, your team averages 56.9 points per game. You've exceeded that in both games here in 2024 against two very good basketball teams. Where has it come from in your eyes?
You know, I think it just comes from our guys' willingness to stay a part of the process, like we've talked about so much here, where we return to doing the things that are under our control for the entirety of the game, and trying to prolong those runs, like we talked about, like when things are going extremely well, what are the things that we're doing? Okay, well, we're throwing strikes on the perimeter, first of all. We're finding shooters. We're seeing, you know, we're making the right reads, and the basketball is finding where it needs to go. And, you know, the points I find are more of just a byproduct of doing those small things right over and over again. And as long as, you know, you don't get tired of that and you're a little bit stubborn in how you run things and how you really want to get things done, then I bet you you'll find that that you'll score more points in the long run.
Talk about confidence in this group. Mm-hmm. Is that something easily established, or is it something this group just naturally has?
You know, I think it's something that has to grow over time. You know, when you like I think about our senior class right now, they've had three different coaches in their high school career. Never an easy task for anybody to be able to do. And that takes two parts in that. Number one, I have to be honest here with what I see with them. They have to be honest with me and our coaching staff. But you'd be amazed at how much, we'll call it confidence, how much confidence can grow when you, you know, give people a plan of attack. You give them a standard, you hold them to that standard, and you believe in them a ton. And then as they watch themselves do it over and over again, then that confidence really does continue to grow. And so, no, I don't think it's something that happens naturally. I think it's something that does happen over time from the many, many, many instances of doing the work.
Daniel and Amelia were just talking about how this group does a really good job of communicating. Do you see that every day?
Yeah, I think that's been a skill that has improved a ton for our team as the season has gone on. You know, different guys learning how to play together, but then different guys learning how to communicate with each other too. Like what works well for one guy maybe does not work well for the next guy. And so getting guys to really see each other and, you know like, hey, what works best for X player in X position. Mm-hmm. And so they've done a much better job, especially right now, even after Christmas, of like, hey, what's the best way for us to communicate with each other? Like, how can we get the best out of each individual that is on our team?
How have you been able to do that as well? How do you look at these games and say, oh, I think this person is very good at doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, what does that take?
Well, number one, you have to know what you're looking for. And then can you kind of get people to see what you're seeing? And then also flip that. Can you get the perspective from them? What are they seeing? What are they seeing? And then maybe sometimes it's the paths kind of joined together here a little bit. But yeah, I think it's number one, seeing what people are good at. And then you have to tell them, because I find that, you know, the thoughts that fester in our brains generally grow. So if guys are constantly worried about, okay, what am I doing wrong? Then that thought's going to fester and that thought's going to grow. And eventually you're going to become paralyzed because you can't become what you were meant to become. And so you got to know your strengths, and you got to know what makes you, you out there on the floor. And so for us with these guys, man, they got to know what we've seen them, that's great. And then that can continue to grow, and they can get more confidence. And then they can try and step outside a little bit more to, you know, maybe drive that uncomfortable stuff in practice. Whereas, okay, now I'm going to step out and maybe try something a little bit different. Okay. And then when it comes game time, okay, I got to do the things that I know that I can do really well.
Believe me, my mind is a hamster wheel. So when you talk about that, I can definitely believe it. Is there a particular student athlete who's really taken that to heart?
You know, I mean, I think there's guys that have done that kind of all year long. But I don't know if I can narrow it down to just one who has done that, because I could probably look at that process and go down the line of each and every single guy that's on varsity and tell you, hey, here's how he's done this, and here's what he's really good at, and here's kind of how he's worked himself maybe into doing something that's a little bit of a new role for him this year, or maybe something he hasn't done in the past before. So I don't think I can narrow that down and just say, hey, this guy's done this, this, this. But, I mean, you could go down the entire roster and be like, wow, hey, you know, Thomas has done this, Malik's done this, Miller's done this, Daniel this, Colton this, you know. So, yeah, I don't think you can just say, hey, one guy's done this.
No, for sure. I mean, we were just talking, me and Emilio, about how many guys are from the JV squad from last year, but they've done such a good job on the varsity level. One guy who I actually felt bad for on Friday was Malik. I'm hoping he's okay. I know he had to leave the game early.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great. You know, he's doing great. He practiced today. He was – yeah, he's in good shape. He'll be just fine.
But talk to me about his season, because this is somebody who started to open up the year, got subbed to the bench, didn't play against Great Bend, but actually thought played really well against Hayes. How's he been able to handle all this?
Yeah, you know, there's kind of been some ups and downs for him here. You know, Thomas got hurt to start the year, so he stepped into the starting lineup while he was gone, or it was kind of coming back a little bit, and then he's now stepped into a little bit different role where he's kind of, you know, play a little bit inside, play a little bit outside. But, you know, he's got a lot of versatility to him. You know, he steps out against Hayes and without thinking about it just launches that three. And, you know, he can do that. He's a very good shooter. But I think that surprised some people for him to come out there and just be like, oh, okay, well, all right, I'll just launch away, because that's just what we do. And that's what, you know, what I want our players' mentality to step into, is to have no fear when you step out there. So he's been kind of having to kind of get used to our five position, and now all of a sudden we're asking him to play the four a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So again, kind of trying to use some of that versatility, whereas, you know, his IQ for the game is really high, and, you know, he has some understanding. And so Malik's done a really nice job here of, you know, just kind of taking what, you know, either we have thrown at him as a coaching staff or whatever the game kind of calls for. You know, he's kind of a guy that's, hey, whatever I can do to be out there, like, I'll do that.
I'll be honest, I was one of them. I didn't think Malik was going to hit that three, but I hope he hits a couple more of them throughout this season. Another guy you just mentioned was Thomas. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who wasn't necessarily playing his best game on Friday, didn't have any points the first three, scores 9 of your team's 11 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I mean, how important is that?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually talked about it in the huddle a little bit during one of the timeouts, where it was, man, it can seem a little bit frustrating where, man, you feel like, oh man, things aren't really going your way, or maybe something out there just isn't quite clicking. But when you stay after it enough and you keep being faithful to those little things that we like to talk about as a team, you can find yourself being open. But sometimes you have to just keep hammering away at those little things. And that's what I felt like we did a bit. Like, Thomas didn't allow himself to get frustrated. He's like, man, I'm just going to keep doing what I need to do. I'm going to do my job, is I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability over and over again. You know, I found himself open down there a few times, got himself a big old board tip down the stretch. And so I really tip my cap to Thomas for his ability to just continue staying after it. And that's, you know, kind of what we want this program to be about, is grit. Can you come back and keep doing things right over and over again, no matter the result, whether good or bad?
A couple more questions I got to ask you, Coach. You've been alluding to kind of these little things that you've been implementing throughout the season. As long as you do this little bit right, process keep going. What were some of the first things that you implemented that you kind of said, hey, let's pay attention to these little things, even before the season started?
Even before the season started,
I just want to see how it started.
You know, it was interesting when you get hired on. Can't even tell you what day I got hired on, but you know, it's late July. You come in and you really don't have a chance to do much basketball. You have to more so talk about what you want, what you envision for the players to become eventually. And if we want these guys to become great individual human beings, you know, who lead households one day, we have to talk about showing up and doing things properly over and over. And it may be right, it may be wrong, but it's our way. It's our way. Like, man, did you give what you had to give today? Right? We don't always feel our best, but can we show up and give our best even in those moments where, I only feel about 80% today? But can we get all of that 80% for that day? And then, man, how we treat our teammates, I think, was one of the things that, man, I don't think there's any way that that can be a second-rate thing. You know, I want every guy in the team to be a favorite teammate of somebody. I want those guys to support each other, bring each other up when they're down, you know, hype each other up when things are going great. Can you be that way all the time, no matter how the game is going for you individually? Can you still be a great teammate when, you know, you're 0 for 5 from the field and you've turned it over twice? And then at the same time, can other guys be a good teammate to you when you're in that scenario as well? So I think those are the things that I've tried to hit on the most.
I love that answer. One more question for you. I won't date you all the way back to late July, but as far as this group's personality has been from opening night of the season to now, what's been the biggest change?
I think the biggest thing that I've seen change is guys just speaking their minds a little bit more. Guys being honest, guys, you know, their true personalities are more so starting to come out here. So, I mean, there's a lot of laughs that go on in our practices. There's some seriousness. There's some getting after. And we really have a beret of personalities on this team. But the guys are starting to have fun together. And whether that is, you know, guys having a laugh or, man, guys really getting after it and winning a competition in practice and enjoying that, you know, that really makes all the difference for me. And so, you know, I'm hoping our personality continues to come out of how competitive we are and how much we enjoy watching ourselves get better over time.
Always enjoy having you on, Coach. It's been a super fun start to 2024. Enjoy this week off. Get this team ready for a 3-game road trip. Starts on the 23rd when Garden City visits Goodland. That is boys head coach Luke Swedberg here on Buff Talk. Thank you so much, Coach, for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me, Cal.
We come back, close up Buff Talk for the week. We'll talk to wrestling coach Carlos Prieto here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. It's Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago.